Welcome to your next HR Wisdom resource. This is Ben Gagan from HR Wisdom, and today I'm joined by Jackie Alder, a consultant with extensive and diverse experience across human resources, change management, organisational development, and industrial relations. Jackie's experience has been gained across a variety of industry sectors, including resources, manufacturing, transport, government, and defence. Jackie has had significant achievements across a range of areas, with projects including organisational change, culture change, organisational redesign, systems implementation, workforce reform, and cost improvement. We've asked Jackie to share her expertise in different aspects of the difficult process of managing redundancies in the workplace. Let's get started. What are the pros and cons of voluntary versus involuntary redundancy?
I've seen voluntary redundancies implemented across a range of industries a number of times. The benefits of those were, at that time, there was some desire to change the age profile of the workforce anyway, and it was a more attractive thing to an older worker with lots of service who was going to get, in essence, you know, the golden handshake, which was a bonus for their retirement. It reduces the other benefits is it reduces the angst around having to make the decision as to who goes and who stays, and also consequently reduces the likelihood of industrial disputation over such things. The downsides, which I think are well known to most of us now, is particularly one, you do then tend to get a brain drain out of the organisation because you've got those people with the most experience who leave, and when you take a large chunk of those people out of the organisation, there's definitely a gap. The other issue arises when you have more volunteers than you have positions that you want to make redundant, and then one is forced into making a choice, and ultimately someone is going to be disappointed because they wanted to go and they are declined, and that opens up a can of worms of its own. The other thing with voluntary redundancy is that because you do tend to get it being more attractive to people with longer service, you perhaps maximise the cost of it when that's not necessarily optimising the benefit, because you're not getting the right mix of people leaving and you're paying larger amounts of money for some people that you perhaps would prefer stay. One other disadvantage of voluntary redundancy is that as a result of it being more attractive to people with longer service, and hence people who receive larger payments, you get a financial drain as well as a brain drain. The brain drain is that you get the wrong mix of skills leaving, and hence you don't get the right mix of skills staying, and also you pay more money for that because you're getting experienced people who are more expensive to make redundant leave, and leaving yourself with a skills gap. So what happens is, because voluntary redundancy is more attractive to those with service, as I mentioned earlier, there's a skills or a brain drain. At the same time, those people are more expensive to make redundant. So you have an outcome where you have paid more money to lose some of the skills that you need to retain. So it's a better result, would be a better result to have a mix of skills and experience staying that you need for the future, and a mix of skills and experience leaving that you don't need for the future, and that would generally be less expensive by service within the organisation generally, length of service.
So Jackie, what are the pros and cons of forced or involuntary redundancy programs?
The cons from involuntary redundancy programs are that it is much more difficult to implement. If you are going to select who stays and who goes, one, managerially there needs to be a lot of process and quality decision making to support those choices, then there's the managing of the communication processes and the implementation with employees. These situations are always an emotional time. When it's involuntary, that level of emotion tends to increase, and the potential for disputes, industrial, etc., tend to increase along with that level of emotion. So there's a lot more work required beforehand by the organisation, and work required throughout the process to make that a successful process. The upsides of that is if that work is done and there's the right thinking and the right planning in the business for determining what skills and hence what people one needs for the future state of the business, then ultimately, once the pain is over, you have a potentially better outcome for the business going forward. And if you've done well, you avoid the brain drain consequence we talked about when we mentioned voluntary redundancy. So that's a pro, as opposed to the con of it's more difficult. It has more dangers up front from a managerial point of view, and it would take longer to implement than a voluntary redundancy process. But the pro being at the other side, that if you do that well, you can end up with better outcomes for the business and consequently for the people as well.
Thanks for joining us on today's HR Wisdom interview. Make sure you're on the mailing list so that we can let you know about further resources. Also, keep checking back to the HR Wisdom blog for the latest news, and you can find that at www.hrwisdom.com.au. Thanks again.